This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Save on appliances at the Home Depot with up to $1,000 off, plus up to an extra $500 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. The Home Depot has Whirlpool laundry appliances with Fan Fresh. This feature fans and tumbles your laundry after it's done to help keep your clothes fresh until you're ready to grab them. Shop now and get up to $1,000 off, plus free delivery on select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $999 or more. Offer valid January 8th through the 28th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then, you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like EFTs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors, LLC. SEC Registered Advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is U.S. Olympic gold medalist Tara Davis-Woodhull.
And I'm U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Hunter Woodhull.
As athletes, our lives are about having a clear path.
And a team that you can absolutely trust.
So when it came to getting the best mortgage,
we chose PennyMac.
PennyMac is proud to be the official mortgage provider of Team USA and you.
Learn more at PennyMac.com. PennyMac Loan Services, LLC. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 35953. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Conditions and restrictions may apply.
Ready to change your life for just $2 a day? Orange Theory Fitness delivers one-hour workouts that combine strength and cardio to help you burn fat, build muscle, and feel unstoppable. Right now, get a full month of unlimited classes for just $62. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Visit orangetheory.com or your local studio and start your transformation today. Offer ends January 31st, 2026. New members only. Premier membership, performance monitor, and monthly billing required. Discount applies to first month only. Other terms apply. See studio for details.
And we're back with Our American Stories. The Chosen is an historical television series completely adapted from the Bible. Staying true to the details of the text in the New Testament, the show follows the birth, life, and death of Jesus Christ. Dallas Jenkins, creator, director, and co-writer of The Chosen, came up with the concept of the series once he realized there had never been a multi-season show based on the life of Jesus. Today, The Chosen has over 110 million unique viewers and is a truly global phenomenon. Joining us with a little more on the show and faith content in Hollywood is The Chosen's Vice President of Original Content, Catherine Warnock.
Faith content for the longest time was just a niche market. It was a subset, if you will, of content creation. It was never a core fundamental tentpole within the Hollywood system, and now it's becoming truly viable within the system. The funny thing is, I'm a high school teacher who God interrupted my life and said, no, I want you to go work in Hollywood. And I had to remind him, I've had no training. I don't know anything about Hollywood. And he just promised that the multiplication of the talents are real if we're just faithful. And boy, has he kept his word. And so for the last 20 years, I have climbed through kind of the back alleys and the back doors of Hollywood to what many might say is the top. I'm helping to collaboratively steer one of the biggest brands in the world. My passion has been the evolution of faith content. At MGM, I worked under Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, who I look to as kind of my generation, the mother and father of faith content. Not only has Mark had huge success with The Survivor, The Voice, Handmaid's Tale, like he is one of the greatest producers of our time, but he also loves Jesus. And he and his wife, Roma Downey, who she was the lead actress of Touched by an Angel, I had the privilege of working under them and seeing their fight to really make and carve out a place for faith content within the traditional Hollywood system. So I feel so much of The Chosen has been able to kind of climb on their shoulders, climb on the shoulders of the Irwin brothers and so many others that have fought hard to really make a place for faith content in Hollywood. The Chosen started as a just side project that Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen, did with one of our writers, Tyler Thompson, for his church in Illinois. It was a Christmas special, and it was called The Shepherd, and The Shepherd went organically viral on its own, and it became the basis and the pilot episode for The Chosen. I actually was head of faith and family content at MGM Film Studios at the time, and I watched it, and I immediately was so blown away. I had never seen anything like it. I watched the entire episode, which is unheard of in Hollywood. In Hollywood, we normally will watch something for 5 seconds, and then we'll X out. I watched the entire episode. I immediately emailed Mark Burnett and Roma Downey at MGM, and I said, you have to acquire this. It will take over the world. And what started as just a side church project in a rock quarry in Illinois has turned into a global phenomenon television series. We started as a crowdfunded project, completely crowdfunded by about 19,000 investors, and that got us through season one. And from there, we became a pay it forward model, completely funded and fan supported. Individuals literally paid it forward so that this TV show can remain free for people all around the world. And that is what single-handedly funded The Chosen. We're still completely fan supported in how we are produced. We have seen this show make it into every country in the world. We have over 600 million views. We are on pace to have 600 translations of the series to go around the world. To put that in perspective, the previous record holder was Baywatch at, I think, about 36 translations. It's extraordinary seeing what's happening with The Chosen. It's redefining so many elements of how productions are made in Hollywood. What has made The Chosen so great and so universally accepted and watched globally so quickly, it's because of the community element. So to be a part of the evolution happening in Hollywood is extraordinary. To be part of the evolution of faith content around the world truly has been a life goal. And to see that continue to evolve and come to fruition is an honor and a privilege. I always say that we love The Chosen because of Dallas and the writers and the cast and the production value. We love the content, but we've only heard of the content because of Daryl Eaves. He's the co-founder of The Chosen. I call him the godfather of YouTube. He helped to create the likes of MrBeast and many other viral YouTube content creators. And his passion and his genius is building community around brands, around content. He's brilliant. And so he put at the core foundations of The Chosen the community element and the community piece. And we have fought tooth and nail to keep it front and center of The Chosen. That is why The Chosen was able to go global as quickly as it went without the traditional Hollywood support, was because of this community element. And it's hugely encouraging to see Hollywood now asking, how do we do this? How do we build communities around our content? Because they see that it's been a viable model. Major studios are now evolving and revving up faith limbs because they understand this is far more than just a niche market. This is an overwhelmingly global market who are showing up to the box office and are showing up to SVODs to watch content that speaks to their worldview, their value systems. We have a profoundly rich culture internally that deeply seeks after God and is very transparent with one another. Not only do we collaboratively operate and collaboratively seek what is the right move, but we hold each other accountable to the authenticity of our brand. And that's what I admire so profoundly about Dallas, is he is unwavering in holding to the fact that our only job is to bring our loaves and our fish, and it's God's job to do the rest. He's unwavering in that belief system. It is weaved into every single decision we make at The Chosen. So that's how we get through the hard. The good are the amazing testimonies that come in every single day. We get to see the impact of our blood, sweat, and tears played out on a global scale. But more than that, in individual lives, we see suicides averted on the daily because of this show. We see transformations. We see people be able to get off drugs or alcohol. We see people finding the Lord on their deathbed because of the show. The gamut is run with the amount of amazing testimonies we get to see. And that is just such a kindness of the Lord's, that in the struggle, we see the fruit. We're able to keep a lens on eternity instead of the troubles of the here and now, or even the successes of the here and now. It truly is about the eternal focus. What I love most about The Chosen is that you have every sect of society gathering around a TV show. You have Hindus, you have Buddhists, you have Muslims, you have Jews, you have charismatics, you have evangelicals, Catholics, Presbyterians, Baptists, atheists, agnostics, even Satanists watching the show, loving the show, and their lives being transformed by the show. Many of them meeting Jesus, coming to Jesus because of the show. There was a 93-year-old man, bedridden, sent home on hospice to die, and his daughter was taking care of him. He was bitter, he was angry, he didn't know Jesus. And she took, you know, a captive audience to a whole other level when she put The Chosen on a TV show in front of her bedridden father. And she went into the other room and was doing work when shortly after she hears weeping in the other room. So she goes into the other room and she sees her 93-year-old bedridden father standing in front of the television, touching the television, his face pressed to the television, weeping. It's the scene of Nicodemus and Jesus chatting on the rooftop, and Jesus telling Nicodemus, you need to be born again. He hears her come in and he looks to her and he says, how do I get this? How do I get this? Right then and there, she leads him to Jesus. 2 weeks to the day of that happening, he passes away. But she said, instead of darkness and heaviness and depression and death reigning over my father's life those last 2 weeks, he knew a joy and he knew a peace. She says, we laughed and we had so much fun. There was such life flowing throughout my house that when my father had a profound last 2 weeks of his life, and she said, instead of mourning upon his death, we as a family were able to rejoice because we knew he was home with Jesus. And that just left me in tears. That's the life I get to live. That's what I get to do for a living. So thank you, Jesus, and may it continue.
And a terrific job on the editing, production, and storytelling by our own Madison Derricott. And a special thanks to Catherine Warnock. And what a story about how The Chosen got made, how it got distributed, the lives impacted, and that last story being witnessed by a TV series and coming to the Lord. The story of the story behind The Chosen here on Our American Stories.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
This is Radhi Devlukia from A Really Good Cry. I absolutely love being outdoors, even if it's just stepping outside for a bit of fresh air between meals or taking a mindful walk to clear my head. But the one thing that can really ruin that is when my feet feel cramped in my shoes. So I switched to Ultra Running, and honestly, it made such a difference. What I love most is their signature Ultra Fit Comfort Balance Strength. They have this roomy toe box that lets my toes actually spread and move naturally. And I personally have some wide feet, so I really appreciate that. I feel more grounded and balanced with every single step. It's like my feet can finally do their job, using all those little muscles that make me feel stronger the more I move. Whether you're a marathon runner, beginner or advanced, or just getting outside to train, Ultras have become my go-to for running and moving mindfully. They fit so well, they're so comfortable, and they just move with you. Shop now at ultrarunning.com. That's A-L-T-R-A running.com. Experience Ultra and stay out there.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.